You are listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in. For a style of music that, on the surface, seems to exude a never-ending repetition of drums and bass on the ones and threes, and the ever-persistent guitar strumming on the twos and fours, reggae is actually as diverse across the years of its development as any other style of music. Tracing its path from mento to ska to rocksteady to reggae to dancehall and dub is a fascinating ride, and full of pockets of variation and nuances. One of my favorite styles of reggae is dub, the instrumental-based versions of standard songs which fully came into form around the mid-70s. Dub itself has distinctive periods, and the act of dubbing began as early as 1969 and 70, as rocksteady was evolving into the ever-slowing beat structure of reggae itself. Sometimes pulling a bit from the more upbeat rocksteady rhythms of the previous years, this early dub reggae has a somewhat more elemental feel to it, not yet fully blossomed into the slightly more heavily produced dub style that would come just a few years later. For me, this dub, mostly from the years 1971 and 72, holds a unique appeal. And while more traditional dub, which followed in 73 and beyond, deserves featuring unto itself, and will, I wanted to showcase this earlier era for its special appeal, and hope you'll share my appreciation. So, get prepared for a little digging into the crates for some often scratchy records and soulful Jamaican dub. Here we go.
Thank you. maskan ulagi ze. Kibila amlak ye maskan.
Let's have a lick of the grass.
Thank you. not an argument.
Scoop-a-doo, scoop-a-doo.
the king of sounds and blues, that you will never refuse your gas to pick and shoot before you lose. And the band to my label, Crossroad Caledonia place, you know where. Do it, Godson, you know.
Thank you.
We're listening to a variety of songs from around 1971 and 72 by artists such as Prince Buster, Lloyd Daly, Glenn Brown, and The Upsetters, which was Lee Scratch Perry's studio band, responsible for carving out much of the true sound of reggae and dub throughout its evolution. This early dub reggae has a wonderful roughness to it, and is often laced with some surprisingly psychedelic elements, as the instrumental format allowed producers to really stretch their creative legs. The equipment of the day in Jamaica was not nearly as sophisticated as that which could be found on the mainland, but these rudimentary tools seemed to inspire an extra level of ingenuity on the part of the artists. So let's go ahead and get back to more of the sounds coming from the birth of dub music here on Under Eternity Blue.
More dub! Thank you.
Mother told me always to follow the golden rule.
Now this had to be for Prince Buster Phil.
Hello?
Is that Mr. Wiley?
Yes.
Well, sir, do you think it's right, sir, for a pilot man to claim that he's a rasta, sir?
Well, it all depends. Leave to his heart.
second set of tunes featured the early dub stylings of Joe Gibbs, Augustus Pablo, Ansel Collins and the All-Stars, Glenmore Brown, and more of the Upsetters, among others. I do hope you enjoyed this tour through some of the formative examples of dub music coming out of Jamaica in the very early 70s. It's exciting to think that it got even better in the few years just after this, and we'll come back to reggae again to take a trip through those more classic years on another installment of Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arcstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in.